Hello, 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 Mask Off Crown Honors. This is your host, Kiana D, coming at you with another exciting episode of Mask Off Crowns On. This week, we are talking about the transformative power of prayer, finding hope and healing. So stay tuned because after this short break, we're going to dive straight in. Welcome back, Mask Off Crown Honors. Again, I'm your host, Kiana D, and we're talking about the transformative power of prayer, finding hope and healing. Now, one verse I would like to start this episode off with is 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which simply says to pray without ceasing or to pray continually. And you may be saying, Kiana, why is it important for us to pray in the first place, let alone consistently or without ceasing or continually? Why is it so important for us to pray? Prayer is our connection with God, right? It is our connection to Him. It is a way for Him to talk back to us. It is our gateway to the heavens. By praying and relying on Source, it gives us a sense of peace, a sense of rest, and it reminds us that the things we're going through on this physical plane is not our own. Prayer is the love language of the soul, a way to communicate our deepest hopes, fears, desires, and to simply lay it all at the Creator's feet. So, again, you saying that, Kiana, but why should we do this? Let's dive in. The power of intention. One of the most remarkable aspects of prayer is the ability to shape our intention and mindset. When we pray with sincerity and clarity, we're setting powerful intentions into motion. Whether it's asking for guidance, strength, or healing, our intentions have the power to manifest positive change in our lives and the world. And a verse that goes along with that is Philippians 4:6, which says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Now, when we are praying, especially for those of us who may write our prayers out or simply just talk to God, not in a formal sense of, "Oh, Father, I bow my head to you. You are the only God." Like, you know how, you know, especially those of us who were raised in the church, you know, there's this posture or tone of voice that most people, you know, tend to get when they're praying, as if their regular voice, you know, is not enough. Like, God needs all the extra show and fluff in order for us to get his attention, right? But prayer is a way, again, of just intentionally being forefront, being honest with ourselves, A, and with God about what is exactly going on in our lives. Whether we are, again, just thanking Him for what He's already done, asking guidance for what's next, or just asking for patience to deal with what's going on. Whatever your intentions are, it must be given with, how should I put this? With a clear heart and mind, knowing that you are truly giving all of your situation to Him, not trying to hide, not trying to sugarcoat, not trying to, again, put on airs, you know, and all this stuff that we do, but simply having an open and honest conversation with God about what's going on. Next, another powerful point of prayer is it gives you strength in adversity. Prayer becomes especially poignant during times of adversity. It is a beacon of hope in the midst of darkness, a source of strength when we feel weak. Through prayer, we tap into an inner reservoir of resilience and courage, enabling us to navigate life's challenges with grace and determination. And when I tell you, I know that it's the truth. I know that it's the truth because I swear in my deepest, darkest, I'm going to take myself out of here moments. It has been nothing but prayer that has kept me on this side of glory. Because, again, we know our minds, they play tricks on us, y'all. Which tidbit that's going to be the next episode coming up. It's not the enemy. It's our inner me, right? Because we can tell ourselves all of these things, all of these negative things, whether it's stuff that we just heard from other people, whether it's things that we developed, you know, within ourselves because we just don't like, you know, what's going on within ourselves or what's going on around us. But by prayer, we can switch that mindset. We can, again, lay it all at the Savior's feet. We can get that encouragement from the Lord, that strength from the Lord that, again, passes all understanding. Because it's been times where I literally thought I could not take any more. But whether it was my prayers, my mother's prayers for me, my grandmother's prayer, whoever was able to get access, I have been protected, I have been covered, and I have been blessed. And I know it's all because of God and through the prayers of not only myself, but others who have been covering me all of these years. And it's the same for you all out there. So, got another verse for you. Ephesians 6 and 18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And that goes into what I was just saying about how other people's prayers have covered me. Because I know I have not always prayed for myself with the true intention that I needed to. I know I have not always been obedient when I've heard the response in my prayers. And I still went the other way. But again, I am here today only because of God's grace. So whether it was because of my prayers or again, the prayers of a loved one who has covered me, which is why we should always be praying not only for ourselves, but for our families and friends and people we do not even know. Because you just never know what prayer or message God has heard from, again, either you or someone else that will cover you and protect you when you don't even know it. Protect you from the enemy seen and unseen, okay? So again, the power of prayer is not just a ritual. It's not just a way of, you know, talking it out, you know, whatever, whatever. Because you can go on a basketball court and just get out some energy if that's what it takes. You know, you can go to the gym and, you know, work out and that'll get your endorphins going. That'll make you feel better for a moment, right? It'll make you feel better. You can go out to the club and dance to that real good. I done did it plenty of times. And it'll make you happy for the moment. But that true peace, that true joy, it definitely comes through a stable and steady prayer life. And again, I could see it in the times of my life where my prayer life has slacked up. And I started, again, treating it as if it was a ritual, right? Not taking it as seriously as I ought to, or not being as intentional as I ought to. And I see the effects in my life. I know when my prayer life isn't lining up with what I should be doing. I know when I'm not, again, focusing on the main relationship that I should be focusing on, which is between me and my God, you and your higher power, again, whatever you call them, right? So let's continue. After the power, the finding strength in adversity through prayer, right? We also get healing through the power of prayer. There have been numerous studies that have been explored about the healing effects of prayer on both the mind and body. So whether through personal anecdotes or scientific research, the evidence is clear. Prayer has a profound impact on your overall well-being, which reduces stress, boosts your immune function, and promotes a sense of inner peace and harmony. So again, this is not me going off of, you know, my own personal experience, which you know, we should never take anyone's personal experiences, you know, as a grain of salt, because they're all worth something, and everyone's life paths and stories can teach us something that will help us to grow. But that being said, this is scientifically have been proven. And speaking of that, I actually remember a long time ago mentioning in an episode how I was watching the History Channel. This was years and years ago, at least 6+ years ago, where they talked about how people who have a spiritual life, a prayer life, or who believe in God tend to live longer, again, because of the same reasoning. Because if you're at peace and you're at harmony because you have faith in God or the universe or whatever, guess what? You're stressing less, which puts less stress on your heart, your brain, your lungs, and other bodily functions, which, of course, again, like I just said, boosts your immune system up with a look. It is a full, like, prayer is the best health plan you can have, period. Let's just put it like that. Prayer is the best health plan you can have. Yes, I am not saying you do not need to go to the physical doctor, because you do. You still need to go do your checkups. You got to do your physical work. But what I'm saying is any and everything that we need can be given, can be sought after, can be talked about, can, you know, all of that good stuff through the power of prayer, through laying it all at the source's feet. Okay, so as I'm getting ready to close out, I want to give you 2 more points and then we'll end this episode. So my next point I want to bring up is cultivating gratitude and mindfulness. Prayer isn't just about asking. It is also about giving thanks. When we express gratitude through prayer, we cultivate a mindset of abundance and appreciation. We become more attuned to the beauty and blessings that surround us, leading to greater levels of happiness and fulfillment. And I have the perfect verse for this, Luke 11:9-10. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. So again, all of these verses that I've talked about thus far, again, addresses prayer and talking to Christ, but in a way of thanksgiving. If we are not already thanking him for what he's already done, why should we be sitting here seeking more? I'm just saying, if your mama and daddy gave you, you know, your favorite game system for Christmas, new shoes, you know, new clothes, whatever you asked for that Christmas, right? They gave it the whole list, like whatever you wanted, they gave it to you. And then you don't say thank you. You don't give them no hug. You don't say I love you. You barely act like they exist. You walk off, you go play with your games. Then you get tired of it. You just sit there, keep it moving. And then now here it is, and it's your birthday. And here you are, you like, mama, I want this, 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 this. And mama and daddy like, but you ain't even say thank you for the last stuff we got you. You just toss it aside like you didn't even care about it. You know, you ain't take care of it. You ain't play with it. Like, you ain't do nothing, right? That's the same with God. God is our Heavenly Father. And how can we continuously ask and ask and ask without ever saying thank you? Lord, I thank you for the breath that's in my body. Lord, I thank you for my limbs being able to move and to walk and to talk and to breathe and all of these things that we take for granted. Just the basic life necessities that we take for granted, right? So whatever we pray for, it has to be in a spirit of thanksgiving. Even if it's stuff that we're still seeking for, we have to thank him in advance for it. And again, I have not always been perfect at this. I am not even nowhere close to being perfect at this now. But what I am learning, right, is that, again, we can't do nothing without God. And so while we just leaning on him and depending on him, let's just thank him. Thank him for what he's doing. Thank him for what he's done. And thank him for where you're going. Because even though you don't know where you're going, he does. And it's to an expected, glorious, abundant end. Like, God wants nothing but the best for you, for me. He only has the best in mind, right? So whatever he's going to give to you is going to be for you. Like, whatever, even your darkest situations, they're going to be for your good. And I know it's hard to see that at the time. I know. I don't be seeing it at in the moment either. I be having to remind myself later after I done cried all night long. You know, and I'm spinning, and I'm sitting there, you know, and all this good stuff. And then the Lord will show me something, or a song will come on, or somebody will say something, and immediately I'm like, message. Like, you get that twinge in your heart, like, dang, all right, let me get my stuff together. All right, okay, Lord, you got this. Whoo, you know, and it gives you, again, that strength, that peace to keep going, guys. Which is, again, the whole reason why I'm doing this podcast, which is because this was nowhere in my life story, my life's path, nothing that I thought I would be doing right about now, right? But I feel like I have a message to teach, because, again, I've gone through so much myself. And if I can help anybody to live a little more peaceful, a little more joyful, right, a little more freer, then baby, I can go home. I can go to glory happy. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about helping each, all of us. I'm encouraging myself as I'm encouraging you. And I want you to go off and encourage somebody else, because we all get tired. We all get weak. We all get lost. Jesus. And we just all need to know that it's okay. And that other people have experienced the same thing, and that we're all going to get through this together as one complete body of Christ. So, on to the next point before I get too carried away. Y'all know me. My last point is prayer in action. So, how can prayer inspire us to take meaningful action into the world? So, whether it's through acts of kindness, service to others, or advocating for positive change, prayer empowers us to be agents of love and compassion in our communities and beyond. Again, which is what I was just saying, right? It is nothing but God that, again, unites us and gives us these visions, these hopes, these dreams, these aspirations, right? And as we continue to encourage ourselves through prayer, we can then encourage somebody else, who can then go and encourage somebody else, who can then go and encourage somebody else, and create that positive ripple effect in the world. There's enough negativity out there rippling and bouncing off of each other that it is time, it is well beyond time for us to continue to drop positive drops of water so that can be vibrating out into the world. Let's drop water, pieces of love and hope and compassion and joy and harmony, right? So as you continue to encourage yourself through the power of prayer, just remember to encourage somebody else. Because again, we all get low sometimes. We all forget that, you know, it is God who is taking care of all of us and not we ourselves. So let's continue to encourage each other. And positivity and love and patience, right? Ooh, perfect. And I do have one final verse to end this off. And it goes exactly with what I was just saying. Romans 8:26. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Come on, y'all. That means even when we do not know what to pray for, we are lost. We are lost in despair. We are lost in our situations, and the words are just not coming to us. Ooh, thank you, Lord. You don't even know. You don't know whether to pray for up, down. You don't even know. But guess what? Even when you can't pray for yourself, the Spirit himself is continually praying for us, for those things that we don't even know what we should be praying for, right? Because we're still developing, we're still learning our path, and we don't know what's next. So sometimes, we'll pray, and it may be just be, Lord, help me. And that may be all you can get out. Or Jesus. You may only be able to say the name of Jesus. But that is enough to put Spirit into action, and baby, he will take care of the rest. All he needs to know is you have a heart and a desire for him, and he will lead you the rest of the way. So again, don't get scared or hesitant about prayer, like, oh, I don't know how to pray. I don't pray like them at my church. Oh, I don't pray, like that powerful sister who prays, at your job or whatever. You don't have to pray like nobody else but you. So again, and people may disagree with me, I don't care. I'm gonna say this. Even if you a cusser and every two words is a cuss word, and you like, man, Lord, like, this shit that I be, like, I don't care. I do not care. Long as you are talking to him, because if he wants all of that fixed up in you, he will fix that up. If he don't care about you cussing, then guess what? It is what it is. You're gonna keep on going. But baby, just have that connection with Christ. Have that connection with, again, this higher power, this being, this universe, whatever you call our God. Just make sure you connect with him on an everyday, all day basis. Like morning, noon, night, sometimes in between that. Because I know with me, especially with my students, baby, I have to pray after I done prayed, and sometimes even again after that, to say, Lord, help me. But oh my gosh, this has been a great episode. I've definitely encouraged myself. I hope I have encouraged you all to just continue to pray, continue to trust that the universe is always working in your favor. And just continue to love on each other, y'all. Continue to forgive each other. Let's have compassion towards each other, because none of us is perfect. None of us, again, know exactly what we all doing here. So let's just be free. Let's just be happy. And let's just love, y'all. And that is all for me this week on another episode of Mask Off, Crowns On. I'll catch you guys next week, where we're talking about, it's not the enemy, it's the inner me. Did you guys enjoy this episode? I surely hope you did. I very much enjoyed creating this one. If you liked it, please like, share, and subscribe, so that way you will stay up to date on all new episodes. Again, I'm your host, Kiana D, and this has been Mask Off, Crowns On. Have a great week, everybody.